Almost 1,000 lives a year could be saved on the island of Ireland if authorities adopt and meet World Health Organization guidelines on air pollution. A new cross-border assessment, Air Pollution and Mortality on the Island of Ireland, was commissioned by the Irish Heart Foundation and the British Heart Foundation Northern Ireland and carried out by experts from Queen's University Belfast and Technological University Dublin. The biggest risk to life from air pollution is heart disease and stroke, linked to the inhalation of harmful particles caused by the burning of solid fuels. The chief executive of the Irish Heart Foundation, Tim Collins, is here. Good morning, Tim.
Morning, Mary.
Like these numbers, 2,600 premature deaths from air pollution, they're pretty stark. It's a serious problem. It's also a solvable problem.
It's a solvable problem. And one of the things that we're concerned about is that there's a very low level of public awareness about the impact of burning solid fuels in our homes. Most people think that air pollution is caused mainly by transport, by cars and trucks burning petrol and diesel, whereas in actual fact, the bulk of the air pollution that's damaging our health is from burning solid fuels in our homes. And most of that pollution comes, or most of the danger comes from particulates, which are invisible to the naked eye. So people are a little bit blasé about the impact of burning these fuels.
Do you draw any distinctions between fuels, between smoking coal versus smokeless coal?
Yeah, I mean, there are obviously grades. So the worst fuels are sod turf, wet wood, and smoky bituminous coal. Mm. The best solid fuels are smokeless fuels or smokeless coals. But ultimately, we need to actually move away from burning any solid fuels in our homes. But the government have made some progress. They've, as you know, they've brought in new regulations now this year, which actually ban the sale and distribution of the worst types of fuels. But what we're saying is that if we're to move to those World Health Organization guidelines and begin to save that 1,000 lives, we're really going to need to continue to shift away from burning anything.
And Tim, you call it an all-island problem. Are there some counties, some towns, some cities worse offenders than others?
Yeah, I mean, we've identified some black spots. Dublin, Limerick, Waterford and Belfast are black spots. But the extraordinary thing is that when you look at every area of the country, every county in the Republic, every local authority area in Northern Ireland, none of those areas are meeting the current World Health Organization guidelines for particulate matters.
How far off the mark are we?
We're not far off the mark in some of the western counties, but we are definitely off the mark, quite significantly off the mark in some large urban areas. So what we're doing is we're meeting European guidelines, which are now several years old and quite out of date, because our understanding, our scientific understanding of the impact of particulate matters has improved over recent years. And we now know that smog isn't just something that impacts in your lungs. Inhaling these particulates into your lungs, they go into your bloodstream and they impact on the small vessels in your body, narrowing those vessels, making them less flexible, increasing your blood pressure, putting strain on your heart and causing a whole range of health problems. So we now need to actually get serious about air pollution levels and adopt these world
and in getting serious standards. You want to see an all-island approach. So you're calling for no point in doing it in the south of Ireland if you don't do it in the north. You want legislation and new regulations north and south.
Yeah, air pollution doesn't respect borders, and there's no sense in us having the best legislation in the Republic if we don't have similar legislation in Northern Ireland, because those fuels will move over and back across the border. So we need to align action both north and south, adopt the World Health Organization guidelines north and south, and then we need to take action. So for instance, we need to expedite our national retrofitting program to try and phase out the number of homes that are reliant on solid fuels.
There's no right time to do this. It needs to be done now, you say, but this is a particularly difficult time for people when we're looking at a cost of living crisis and many people in fuel poverty. Dependent on solid fuels.
Yes, fuel poverty is a very significant issue, and we're not saying that people that shouldn't be allowed to burn solid fuels today or tomorrow, but the very people who are mostly impacted by air pollution are the people who are more dependent on burning solid fuels. And we have a national retrofitting program. We now need to prioritise those houses that are dependent on those fuels and help those people to move away. And I think that if we could do that, we will save many lives and particularly a lot of disability among people who are particularly vulnerable.
All right, Tim Collins from the Irish Heart Foundation. Thanks for coming into us this morning.